it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 55. This week's recipe is super simple, but I wanted to share it because it's something I eat very often these days. I would like to thank my fiancé, William, for giving me his notes on this delicious chicken breast preparation. Personally, I eat a lot more beef than any other meat. I prefer the higher fat content, and I also appreciate that for whole cuts, it takes less cooking time than chicken or pork before it is safely edible. This is because while chicken and pork can have intramuscular parasites and bad bacteria, beef, and all other ruminant meat for that matter, only develop dangerous organisms on the surface where it is cut. This is why you can order a steak rare and be just fine, but doing the same with chicken or pork will very likely result in sickness. Since there are so many cut surfaces on ground beef, it must also be cooked safely. But enough about beef. Lately, chicken has been my jam. I think it is because I've been focusing on very fresh cooking, and the light savory flavor of chicken goes very well with cooked vegetables during the springtime. It's made me realize that I'm not the best at cooking chicken. I always want to make sure I've gotten it cooked all the way, but sometimes I go too far and it gets dry. Luckily, my partner is excellent at making chicken breast. There are two ways to cook this recipe. I'll be writing the cooking instructions for sautéing a boneless and skinless chicken breast. But if you'd rather make it with split halves, which are cheaper, and have the skin on, you'll bake them for about 30 to 35 minutes at 375 degrees until the juices run clear and it has reached an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Ingredients: chicken breasts, salt, pepper, garlic powder, rosemary, smoked paprika, olive oil, and optionally a lemon wedge. First, place your chicken breasts in a large bowl. Liberally add salt, pepper, garlic powder, and a pinch of rosemary and smoked paprika with a few tablespoons of olive oil. Rub the chicken down until completely coated. Allow the chicken to marinate for at least half an hour. The longer, the better. Heat a skillet over medium-high heat and cook for about 5 minutes on each side until it develops a nice golden brown color. Continue to flip back and forth until it reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Allow the chicken to rest for 5 to 10 minutes. You can enjoy this chicken on its own with a squeeze of fresh lemon juice or sliced onto a salad or pasta. Again, a special thanks to William Barden for sharing his technique with me. You can find this recipe and all of our recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews and pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.